What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you for the second night in a row from the American Comedy Company, No Communists Allowed, in this basement for this comedy show. It's Sweet Home San Diego! Oh, oh, oh! I saw the cast of Teen Wolf today. I don't watch Teen Wolf, but you could just tell it was them. Might have been Riverdale. It's Thursday, July 20th, 2017, day two of Comic-Con. But my question right now is, did you guys get your name tags on? What kind of... Oh, look at this. I'm delighted by the turnout. Alex, please leave the room. Show everybody your great name tag, Alex, sitting behind you. I guarantee you, you will not be picked. But, you know, it's better than nothing, I guess. Actually, it's worse than nothing. Oh, for the listeners, I should say, he just wrote Alex on a piece of paper. And he put an exclamation point. That is, I'm glad you pointed that out, because that's what really sells it. I'm just, like, not even in the mood to talk about name tags anymore. Now that I've seen the greatest one that has ever lived. What's this one right here? Mark's Attacks instead of Mars Attacks? And your name is Mark?
Yep.
All right, cool. See, that's how it's done, Alex. I'm sorry, I meant to say, Alex! He demands everybody say his name with excitement. That'd be funny if your name on your ID had an exclamation point. But then you'd probably just hold that up and not even bother writing your name down. What's this one? What's attached? Is there some there's some Haribo candies?
Haribo?
Haribo?
And a lighter and a Tito's.
A lighter? That's smart. But I don't pick the name tags, but I kind of see where you're going with that, dude. All right, well, thank you to everyone who brought name tags, and even those that didn't, because you paid your money, and here you are. And, you know, I mean, I bet some of you are, like, confidently sitting there going, I'm not going to win anything tonight. Because I didn't bring a name tag. You can't win if you don't play. Doug plugs, July 31st, Doug Loves Movies is back at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. August 23rd, I'm going to be at Talia Hall in Chicago. And August 26th, this is so exciting, I'm interrupting 50 Shades Darker at the Castro Theater in San Francisco. It's a massive theater. It'll be so much fun. Buy your tickets. All my dates and deeds and links are at DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
Oh, wow. I forgot about that the yeah was coming. And it really came on strong. You guys really really sold it. And I appreciate it. Where are the two-nighters? Applaud if you've seen both of the shows here. And who got to hear last night's show? Did people listen to it today? All right. For those who haven't heard that one yet, I hope I don't spoil anything tonight, but there will be one spoiler for sure right out of the gate. Because last night's winner is back, along with two of our most exceptional players. I want to have a... It's Comic-Con. Let's stop fucking around and do some serious trivia in a basement. Please welcome Mark Ellis, Jacob Siroff, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. This is quite a matchup. I cannot even predict what's going to happen with these three tonight.
There's some predicting in the green room, Doug.
What was the prediction?
There was predicting in the green room. There was trash talk, and I was not the guy doing it. I was moderating the panel between Siroff and Levine.
Siroff started his conversation with me tonight by saying, "As I'm sure you're well aware." I'm 2-0 against you on DLM.
I feel like everybody in the room is well aware of that.
All well
Jacob's
aware.
Jacob's been very proud of his the fact that he defeats Sam Levine, but I always point out to him that Sam is a great player at all the games, but he was the best player of the Leonard Maltin game, and now that we don't play that on the show anymore, that's a severe handicap to him.
Yep, even playing field now.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So, Delilah cut off all my hair. Wow, thanks for my biblical folks in the back. Appreciate you.
You're like Tiger Woods where they had to like tiger-proof the game. Like you were too good.
Yep.
So you were too dominant, so they had to take the game out to give little Siroff a chance.
That's right.
Hey, you know I'm sitting right here and I'm they, right? Let's meet my guests individually, starting with that young man right there. It's Mark Ellis, everybody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to point out, Doug, that I am 1-0 against Sam Levine in trivia.
Oh, really?
All right.
I won on a Van Damme question, but hey, you got to watch the movies, am I right?
You do have to be good at movie trivia. You do have to pay attention to all the shitty ones. Yeah. You can't just focus on what you like.
Target is a landmark cinematic achievement. French, he's got a mullet. He wears a lot of denim. He's like what Jay Leno always wanted to be.
So what are you going to be doing here at Comic-Con this weekend?
I did a little bit of Yuck Yucks last night. I got some panels tomorrow, watching a lot of Hall H footage. I am going to be in Hall H on Saturday, and I really hope they play the Infinity War trailer again, because I got to see it last week at D23, and I'm tired of not being able to talk to anybody about it. It's fucking great. There's a lot of superheroes, Doug, and they're all in an Infinity War. This war, it's not for gold. It's not for diamonds. It's for infinity. And that's a long time.
Nerd.
I have been hearing good things about it, and I refuse to even look at a second of it because I'm going to see that movie regardless. And I want it all to be fresh and exciting, but I'm happy that people are thrilled with it. Moving on. Next topic. OJ, go. our friend who won last night and is 2-0 against Sam Levine, apparently.
Apparently.
Jacob Siroff is here.
I think way more has been made of it.
I think you're gradually, this is his third show in a row, and I think you're gradually working your way up to finally competing against. Like, it's like each time we bring you better competitors, and tonight you will finally be taken down.
It's like Mike Tyson's punch out and Steve-O was Glass Joe.
I've decided to go ahead. I've decided to, I'm going to go ahead and make my prediction, and that is I'm giving it tonight to Sam Levine.
Oh, God, I'm giving it to Mark Ellis. Thank you, but this man is a beast.
It's not yours to just toss around like a hot potato.
Well, it's...
You own it. You're going to win.
All right.
I've written it down on this piece of paper.
Oh, I understand.
You didn't
All
even
of the
like...
questions are about not another teen movie.
I haven't seen it.
Gentlemen,
years.
We'll start with Jacob. Who was the key grip?
Sam Levine.
Got this one.
Are you good with grips?
I'm the best with grips.
So what was the name of the key grip on that one?
I don't know.
That would have been neat if you just even pretended to know.
What if he knew? What if he said the name of the key grip? And somebody looked up like, holy shit.
Sam goes around and learns the names of all the people in the crew. He's with them for months, and you know, they're generally everybody's it's nice camaraderie, whatever. It's good to know names.
Yeah.
Did you ever yell at a grip?
I've never yelled at a grip. No. I don't know that I've ever yelled on any set I've been on where I wasn't required to yell.
I'm 2-0 against grips.
Oh, wow.
And all the arguments I've had with grips, I'm undefeated.
What were you guys doing?
I don't know. I didn't think they were gripping hard enough.
It's Jacob. It's at Jacob, S-I-R-O-F, for anybody. Any complaints? You don't have to drag me into it. He's happy to talk to you directly. And also joining us tonight, and I just predicted that he's our winner. Because I still haven't introduced you as a solo artist. It's Little Logan Sam Levine!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Will you be revealing some Little Logan plans in Hall H this weekend?
I'm saving that for next year's D23.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What's going on, Sam? What do you got happening here this weekend?
I'm here with the Screen Junkies folks.
Oh, me and, too, kind of.
Yeah, we have a panel thing tomorrow night. Movie fights.
In room 673-8292. A.
Yep. Yep. That's exactly right.
Yeah, it's in some room over there. You got to find it.
Movie Fights Live, that's tomorrow.
It's the opposite of an escape room challenge. It's a find the room challenge.
Find the room.
And it's a lot less nerve-wracking because if you don't find it, you just go home and have a cookie.
Yeah.
But
and I think you and I are sparring in that
I think
tomorrow.
We are. That's part of why I brought it up. I think it's interesting that tomorrow night Sam and I will be fighting in the San Diego Convention Center.
Yep.
Yeah.
I will be on the same card.
Oh, wow.
As well, so the winner of your fight.
Well, you'll be on the undercard for sure.
Might be true.
I can't wait to lose to Sam and then sit down and watch him compete in two more rounds.
Don't be so sure.
Huh?
Don't be so sure. You know your stuff. Come on. Don't be all modest.
I don't. I'm a movie lover, not a movie fighter. and then Saturday night, is there any... Can we reveal what's happening Saturday night?
I feel like Andy
talked
about it.
Is it sold out already?
I have no idea, but if it's not, it's close, but I'll bet we could find a way to sneak, well, all of you guys in.
Let's get all these people in
there. It's the Screen Junkies something with a C.
Cunt?
Sure. No, the Screen Junkies, they're taking over the House of Blues on Saturday night. And what is it? Central. Screen Junkies Central.
Thanks you, Central.
Thank you.
That's such a better name than Screen Junkies Cunt. It's like, that one really is more inviting.
Maybe the thing I got was a typo or something, but...
And there will be some big name. No, Andy said this on your show.
There's a bunch of stuff happening.
Yes, Kevin
Saturday
Smith
night,
and Elijah
House
Wood
of Blues.
And come.
Yeah, they're gonna fight.
Yeah.
Smith and
Wood.
Wood
are gonna go. Yeah, they're gonna
That's
go.
That's so
at
funny.
It.
You shorted to Smith and Wood, and it's like who?
Yep.
Like such common names. Even say Kevin and Elijah are gonna fight.
Yep.
Just doesn't get it across.
Does not get it.
So yeah, Kevin Smith, Elijah Wood. Tim Miller, the director of the first Deadpool, Ooh. Is going to do a thing.
Nice.
Honest Trailers, I think, about Deadpool.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's a whole fun night of things. Oh, and then Sam's going to host a portion of the show where movie games are going to be played.
It's true.
And I'm going to be a contestant.
Yeah!
The tables will have turned this Saturday! All right.
It's going to be cool. Yeah.
We covered that. Let's talk prize sure bag. Who brought the smallest thing for the prize bag? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
We should build up to Sam.
Yeah, sure. Sam's got a large thing.
You guys don't even know what it is.
It's the biggest.
It takes up a lot of geography on the stage. I brought some weed chips.
Whoa. Yeah, I'll have those.
And...
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, they're medical.
Yummy Karma medical cannabis potato chips.
Yeah.
Salt and pepper flavor.
Yeah. That's code for weed, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And if you don't like those, I got regular chips, too. Got those with
a
meal.
Give Cape Cod a plug. You know, you never know. They might want
to... And then this is something to put your weed chips in.
Oh.
From Mary Jane, our friends at Mary Jane. And I got this... poster that the other day when we did the thing in Tempe, we went to see our friends Dirty Heads, and they had these rad signed posters, so I'll show it.
Oh, it's a really cool poster.
It kind of little dinged
mine
up.
That's how cool it is.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's this really rad thing.
Wow.
And they all signed it, so that's pretty cool. And yeah, so that's, I don't know, it's not an Xbox or whatever Sam brought, but...
I did not bring have an to Xbox. Do. Oh, lower also, your expectations.
Yeah. Oh, and I threw in my two... I changed hotels, but
lower your Xbox-tations.
That was good. I got these... The hotel room keys are like Westworld in D.C., and they're kind of cool, and so...
Yeah, hopefully, if you want cool hotel room keys.
Hopefully a girl wins and comes to my
Put
hotel.
All that stuff back in your bag. We're going to have to double bag this thing.
Okay.
Because also that fit in that bag better than it's going to fit in
I know all about there double bagging.
I forgot to say what I brought for the prize bag, so...
Notice that.
Mark, what do you got?
My gift has no psychoactive effects, but I will give you my hotel room key as well. I was at the... I was in Hall H this morning for the Kingsman panel. It was pretty cool, and they gave out these T-shirts that are exclusive. So somebody in here could win a T-shirt if you don't want Sam's Xbox.
Yep.
It comes with something. What's in it?
That's got a Snapchat thing on it.
Oh.
It is weed chips.
Oh, it's a fucking fidget spinner.
Oh, shit.
Oh, cool.
God damn. We're giving away stuff that's too good. I mean, you guys are, not me. Let me before we do your Sam, let me just get my crap out of the way.
This is going to be such a letdown.
We got to...
It's... Gwyneth Paltrow's head, probably.
No. You've got an AVN T-shirt.
Nice. Nice.
My Free Cams, whatever this is. It's like a wristband thing. A beautiful Christmas bong from Peacemaker.
I got a reaction.
A copy of one of my CDs. A blue card from Getting Dug with High. And this is from a loot crate, one of the wrestling crates, the slam crate they call it, and it's the Road to WrestleMania championship belt. but it's very soft. And how would you describe that for the listeners? It's not like a real belt.
It's like cost, but it's like a costume belt.
Yeah, I guess.
It actually looks like a fanny pack. Is it a fanny?
Does it have a zipper?
Yeah, it does. It's a fanny pack belt.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how I would describe it, because that's what it is.
All the belts in wrestling and fighting should just be fanny packs.
When you're the wrestling champ, but also need a place to store your Clif bars at Disneyland.
Also, I got another size peacemaker that goes with this one. It's like a little family. And then a tiny little jar of mustard.
I like holding on to those and pretending I'm normal sized. Thanks, guys.
Is that why you brought this giant gift? Or maybe we're just over... Maybe it's not that big after all. It's just
really
next
not.
To you.
It's a forest perspective.
It looks big when it's next to me. But it's very...
That's my strategy with dating. Yep. I'll do that.
Yep.
What is it, Sam?
Well, there's two things in here. I'll start with the smaller thing first.
Oh, two things.
Yeah. Well, you guys seem like a bunch of cool internet folks, so I brought you all of season 2 of Mr. Robot in these very fancy screeners and this very fancy little fold-out box. I don't know.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And then
What's this other thing?
And then this other thing that has been built up way too much.
I think it's going to be pretty cool.
Very generously gifted to me for this prize bag by Clark Wolf. Who I know Alice knows very well.
She beat me at movie trivia.
Yep, she's the best. This is the nerdiest thing I've ever put in the prize bag, and I know someone here is going to make sure this winds up in a good home. This is a Transformers Optimus Prime voice-changing helmet. Yeah. Yeah, some adult...
That is the most spectacular present that a person could have.
I have not tried it on, much to my brother's dismay.
Look good on you.
No, I cannot confirm whether it will fit an adult-sized head. or my head, thank you. But there you go. I'm very happy to... get this out of my house.
All right, well, that is an amazing gift.
Oh, yeah. And a reusable bag. Save the planet. And hack the planet. Go hackers.
Yeah, but weed chips.
That's true.
It's fucking awesome, though.
Yeah. Oh. Do you want that crap over there? I don't
know. Yeah, could you help him get it back in that bag?
Yeah. Just edit this portion of the show out later, right?
Yeah, no, I'll leave it in. This is pretty fun to listen to.
It's like you bought that at Whole Foods now.
I just feel like I'm sitting on the plane and we're all ready for it to take off, and we just want you to get that in the overhead bin. Nicely done. All right, somebody's winning all this stuff.
All right.
A quick couple of questions for you guys, though, before that. We'll start with you, Jacob, because you know what's coming. Last movie you saw.
Well, I've not seen a movie since I was on yesterday, so I'm going to go to second
all right,
to last
so let's
movie.
Let's move on.
Second to last movie. I do want to talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
I watched Dead Presidents, a movie that I really liked.
Lorenz Tate.
Yeah, Lorenz Tate. Big fan of him. I don't know what happened to him, but... a movie I was really into when it came out, saw it like multiple times in the theaters, and I gotta say it didn't really hold up, but it was an interesting watch just because I hadn't seen it in so long, and there's people in it that went on to be famous, like Terrence Howard had like a bit part in it kind of. So, but it's cool, great music, Danny Elfman soundtrack, which is weird for that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's cool. All right. Yeah. So I watched Dead Presidents. I feel like it feels like there's no black people here and people don't want to have any emotion about that movie.
I can't watch
it. It's a dead president's party.
Yeah.
Who could ask for more?
It was just...
When I watch that movie now, I think of Guillermo Diaz in Half-Baked.
Yeah.
Because in the scene where they break into the lab, he dresses with the face and the hat like he's one of the dead presidents.
But I was one of the dead presidents.
One of the dead presidents in the movie Dead Presidents. I was like, this is, they're taking such a leap with this. Because I feel like nobody, a very small amount of people would even get that reference at the time.
Yeah, that was a pivotal moment because I was a kid when that movie came out and I didn't know what Dead Presidents meant. So I had no idea what it was about.
You thought it was a historical drama.
Yeah, and then I read somebody's review in the paper, and it was like, Dead Presidents is street slang for dollar bills. And I was like, I need to get my hands on some dead presidents. It's time to start mowing lawns, Doug.
Is it any bills or just dollar bills?
Well, I mean, there's no alive president on a bill.
Yeah, but Hamilton and Franklin were never presidents. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
So you got yourself the 1, the 5, the 20, and the 50. That's it.
Well, that was the after credit scene. They were sorting it out and getting rid of all the Hamiltons.
I guess the $2 bill also fits in there.
What if there was nothing but $2 bills in the movie?
But also, a weird thing about that, I remember the Hughes brothers being interviewed and saying how much they hated that movie and they saw it as this big fail. And I remember thinking, what? That's your guys' best movie. Why do you hate that? That must be like a Tchaikovsky Nutcracker situation. But no, it's I see kind of why they hated it, because it's not. It's really not great.
All right, I'm really glad we talked this through. Yeah. It's been bugging me. There hasn't been enough discussion of dead presidents. Mark, what was the last movie you saw? Maybe something in this or maybe the most recent decade?
It's Boys to Men. No, it's a...
That's not a movie.
That's a group. I got my boys with a Z confused.
Did you mean to say Boys in the Hood?
I think he did.
Look, guys.
He decided to be racist.
How about that Transformers helmet, huh? The last movie I saw, Doug, was
it transforms
in,
you into a racist.
Get off my lawn.
Optimus Prime just sounds like he's just got a deep voice, right? There's nothing really special about it other than its depth.
Yeah.
Well, it's,
and it's been the same guy for forever, right?
Yeah, it's distinctive because it's the guy from the cartoon.
Yeah, yeah, he's just...
It's not Robbie
Benson. Deep voice. He's just like... I'm trying to think of something he would say.
The Beast.
Look out, it's a Decepticon.
He would say Autobots roll out, I think would be...
Yeah, that's it.
Autobots roll out.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't giggle enough for my taste.
Yeah, I always forget how quotable the Transformers movies are.
Optimus Prime has never laughed.
Like, dude, you got so fucked up last night. Nice one. Let's roll out.
All right, so we've run out of time. Mark, did you say a movie you've seen? You didn't see the new Transformers, did you?
I did see the new Transformers the
front
last
to back,
night.
All of it?
Is it what?
Do you watch all of it?
Yeah, I hung in there. I took the punch. I took
is it officially
shot.
The worst of all of the Transformers
no,
films?
No. Revenge of the Fallen is still the worst Transformers movie.
What was that, the second one?
That was the second one, followed by Age of Extinction, which is the second worst one. And then I put The Last Knight somewhere in the third category.
Well, it's coming up in the world.
Yeah.
Why does Michael Bay want to keep making those things?
He retired from Transformers, but he'll be back. He'll be back. They do make a lot of cheddar, sir. That's right. They make a lot of dead presidents, if you will. But the most recent movie I saw, Doug, was in
theaters.
That was
the working title of Dead Presidents is Cheddar. Sam, what about you? Did you see anything?
Wait, I got to take fucking Transformers? I don't want that movie. I was going to say Dunkirk. I saw Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah.
Good war movie.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. Optimus Prime does not show up.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Autobots, hit the beach.
So. You like the Dunkirk?
Oh, it's great.
Okay.
Great. I don't recommend it
for
everybody.
How long is it?
But It's only about 100 minutes.
Who do you unrecommend it for when you say you don't recommend it for everybody?
If you're not prepared for a very intense warlike experience, I wouldn't go see it. But if that's what you're looking for, see it in IMAX. See it all the way.
What is it like the first few minutes of the first part of Saving Private Ryan, but it just keeps going, never lets up?
Yeah, it's not as bloody. Like, you don't see intestines in Dunkirk.
Right, it's PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, less...
So take the kids.
Less blood. Take the kiddies. Yeah. But no, it's a really really well done movie.
Where do you put that in your list of favorite Christopher Nolan movies?
It's much better
rank?
Than The Dark Knight Rises. So that movie sucks.
What?
You don't have to go through and name which one sucked. I just wanted to know where. So clearly Dunkirk is better than that one.
I think Batman Begins is the best. It might be the best superhero movie ever made.
Whoa,
so I go Batman
okay.
Begins is the best one. But it's Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and then I'll give Dunkirk a little nod over The Prestige.
Okay. That's all I needed to hear. You need to drag shit through the dirt.
Not going to throw Condor Man in there, huh?
Not going to throw Condor Man in there. Not going to throw Memento.
Some people are clapping for Condor Man. I think that's what's happening.
It's my demo.
All right, so there we go. Finally, we got an answer. Yeah. Sam?
Last movie I saw is still my favorite film of the year, Baby Driver.
Mm.
Yeah.
Baby Driver, Baby Driver.
And a fun fact that I did not know going in, and I didn't even ask about until somebody did on Twitter. So the little kid in the bank, spoiler alert, evidently is named Sam with two M's. And when someone asked Edgar Wright about this on Twitter, they were like, does that have anything to do with Lil Wolverine? And he said, yeah, 100%. That's my homage to the man who beat me on Doug Loves Movies.
Wow.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
He just told me, typo.
Yep. 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 That sounds about show business right.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, Baby Drivers. I've seen it 4 times. I love it.
Yeah, I saw it twice.
Yeah, it's really, when it's available in homes or whatever, or on my computer, my phone, I watch it on a loop.
I'm sure it was meant to be watched on your phone.
I fucking love it.
It's a really fun movie, and I cannot understand a single person who's like, I didn't like it. I'm like, oh, then you don't like joy and entertainment. Cool.
Some people are against those things, you know? They work hard for their money. They're cheddar.
Yeah.
And they don't want to shove that cheese through the hole of a box office where, I don't know where I'm going.
It's all right. We get the gist. Merchant Ivory fans.
So now Jacob really had this question put to him many times recently, so he gets to go first this time. But I want answers from all of you for what is the best movie that I've never seen.
Oh, right.
We're amassing a list. There's lots of people are passionate about Predestination and Green Street Hooligans and Equilibrium.
Did you watch Deterrence?
Deterrence.
That was the one we talked about in Boston?
Yeah, that sounded boring.
All right.
No, I do want to see that. Yeah. Deterrence is on the list. Deterrence. So Jacob, hit me with it. What's the best movie I've never seen?
Doug, have you seen Belle Biv DeVoe? No, that's a...
Wait.
Have you seen...
Thanks for getting my back there.
That's not a movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen...
Boys to Men would have been a good movie in the hood. Like, it's the same movie, but instead of shooting each other, they just, like, have, like, sing-offs.
You know
it's very
what?
Heartfelt. They sing End of the Road when the guy dies. It could work.
Sounds like another bad creation to me.
You know, when you said... when you said Belle Biv DeVoe, you actually meant to say Hidalgo.
Yeah. No, I do have a... I have a real one. There's no horses or R&B.
All right, real one.
The movie, Jennifer Lynch's movie, Surveillance, with Bill Pullman and Julia Ormond.
Wow.
And she made a really shitty movie in Boxing Helena, which is famously shitty. It's almost so shitty it's entertaining.
Sure.
But she took a long break, and now she's back, but I haven't seen her other stuff. But she made that movie, and it's really fucking good. Probably about 10 years old.
Surveillance.
Surveillance.
All right.
It's really good. Anyone here seen it? heard of it.
Yeah, there was a people. Who heard of it.
Yeah. Well, you guys should all check it out.
That's what happens with these things. We all need to check them out, you know? If it's as great as you think it is.
It's really good.
Yeah, keep in mind, Jacob likes things that are terrible. But, you know, they speak to him somehow.
You just took that punch.
I mean, I know who I'm talking to. I can't hide anything from these.
What's your favorite movie? What's a movie that you love?
Oh my God!
That has
we don't need to get into this. Yeah. Right now.
What's your favorite?
Do you have a favorite movie? Would you do you answer that if someone asks? Because I'd say I can't even answer that. There's too
it's
many.
Too hard. But
too
like,
many good ones.
I do. Yeah, it's too hard to do it. Maybe right. Miller's Crossing. I don't know.
Okay. Like Edgar. Hey, what's the ruckus?
Rumpus.
Speaking of Edgar Wright, though, he made a list of like his favorite 100 movies of all time, and he said, but this list is going to change immediately. Like, the second I'm done writing it, I want to change some things. But it was pretty interesting, and his number one was Reservoir Dogs.
Damn right.
Yeah. Yeah. And his number two was Dead Presidents. Because that's what they're going, that's what they're trying to get in Reservoir Dogs. Okay, do you guys, either of you have one, Sam or Mark?
I may have one. I mean, knowing you probably did see this, it's a very recent movie. Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping.
I did see it, and it's very entertaining.
We, as a society, dropped the fucking ball on that movie. It is really, really funny.
Tim Meadows comes to play hard in that movie. He is hysterical.
He definitely does.
Doug, I was going to tell you Slight. Have you seen Slight?
I have not.
I love when you say movie and one guy claps.
Yeah.
Like, he's sure more people are going to join in, and he's like, ah, fuck.
Slight really struck a chord with you?
Yeah, it's kind of like an inner-city superhero movie where the guy kind of has powers, and you're not really sure what's going on. Is it mechanical? Is it magic? Is he a mutant? What's happening here? Built within a heist movie, there's some Dead Presidents elements. There's a crime going on, and he's got to get out of that life, and it's like a superhero movie that does not have, like, a giant, you know, banner and, like, huge trailers and explosions, all that stuff. It's a little more cerebral, if you will. I think you'd dig it.
All right, well, it got a 7.4 on Metacritic, so I disagree. No, I don't really follow that. I don't know what it got on there, but I just saw mixed reviews of it at the time. I don't read the reviews. I just see that they're mixed, you know, like Rotten Tomatoes. I'll see the numbers and stuff. And the numbers lie sometimes, but they're generally pretty good. So I didn't see it. But this one guy in the audience... is very excited about it.
It doesn't help my case that there's 200 people here and one guy is like, yeah, I like that enough to move.
Well, it's got to be anything that Doug hasn't seen. It's going to be like one guy.
Yeah.
On but, weed chips.
But nice try, everybody. Those are some good attempts.
Surveillance, I'm telling you.
And okay, I'm telling you that I'm not convinced, but it is, if I remember to put it on the list... but you know, I already forgot deterrence. Got to try to keep that in there.
Dude, get it in there.
Is that your Optimus Prime impression?
Yep. Optimus Prime trying to sweet talk Jazz.
Get it in there, Jazz.
Optimus Prime just says, "Bro, you fucker."
Turn the show off, Bert. Let the games begin! Got lots of name tags for you guys to choose from, and each of you need to pick one, bring it back to your
seat. I'm looking.
While you do that, we'll do this, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, if you haven't done it already, please subscribe, rate, and review all of my podcasts on iTunes. There's, of course, the one you're listening to now, Doug Loves Movies, plus Doug Loves Minis, Getting Doug with High, and Dining with Doug and Karen. Really appreciate your support. Back to the show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. That's like a Pechanga logo. What is it?
Well, the name tag I went with is Jeffman Origins Lil Wolverine. And Jeffman really... I got to hand it to this guy because obviously I chose that I'm front and center here. It's the poster from X-Men Origins, so I'm front and center. But he really covered his bases. He's got Paul F. Tompkins, Jeff Tate, Kevin Smith, and John Hamm not dressed with the rest of the cast. Just a Mad Men still. Just Don Draper hanging out with the cast of X-Men Origins. It's cool.
All right, what do you got, Mark?
I got Mark's Attacks.
Yes.
And
you found it.
Because they put my face on it. But also, there's famous Marks in here, and then me. So Mark Ellis is the headliner of the movie. That's the guy you pay to see. And Mark Wahlberg, I guess, is featured in a smaller role in it. But then there's also Mark T.
That's him.
Oh, you're Mark T.
It's his name tag, yeah.
I was going to say, why not the full last name? You just initial.
Bro, haven't you been Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Good luck with your problem. My name is Mark T, and I make kick-ass movie posters.
There you go.
All right, give me that. Jacob?
I'm playing for the Teresa Strikes Back. Not the most clever name, but she did a really good drawing. Luke on the Tauntaun and me as Han Solo about to kiss Leia or Teresa, I guess. I don't know who that is.
I think
it's Leia, but it's really, she did it in kind of a comic book format, which I don't know if you guys know, this convention used to be about comic books. So I thought that's a little known trivia fact. So I thought it worked.
Wow. Luke's options were really limited. He could be inside a Tauntaun or his sister. Yeah.
He could be in a Bacta tank, which is a anal sex metaphor, obviously.
All right. So that's who you're playing for? What was her name again? Teresa. Okay.
Teresa, yeah.
Good job, Teresa. Congratulations.
I like original art.
To all of you for being chosen. What was the name on yours again, Sam?
Jeff.
Jeff. All right, Jeff. Congratulations on taking home all these prizes, Jeff.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just gonna cut to that part. I'm just going to give away the prizes right now.
Cool.
We got lots of great games to play, starting with, I got a sneeze.
Bless you! Did I win?
Sam wins our first game.
Wow, you guys dropped the fucking ball on
if
that.
If anyone had said Gesundheit to me, that would have been -1.
Yep.
It's a pretty sneaky game. Yep. No, this game is called Alex and Jason's and Deb's IMDb game. You buzz in with your own name when you think you know it. Or last night we were having fun with the different kinds of buzz-ins. Do you want to use your name or do you want to make a noise? What do you want to buzz in with?
I'll go with my name.
Okay, Sam. Two M's?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll pronounce them both.
I'll buzz in with Mark T.
I'll buzz in with Sam with one M.
Oh, no, you won't.
I think my name
That's
will be fine.
That's not going to be confusing at all.
My name will be fine.
Okay, here we go. All right, so, yeah, when you think you know who it is, obviously, you know, in the first title, you might be taking a big chance, but, you know, maybe it's worth it because themes emerge. Oh, I should say, just so you guys know, last night the theme was... oh, you heard in in the car.
I did, and with a witness, had I been up on this stage, it would have been a fucking bloodbath.
Oh, well...
I'm sure, but that's like playing Jeopardy at home. So that almost guarantees I'm going to get destroyed tonight.
Well, there was an Avengers theme last night in this game. I'll just say that much just to level the playing field for tonight. And yeah, that's all you need to know, right?
All right.
Bonus points for additional ones if you get in and guess correctly. Negative one for the if your first guess is wrong. Here we go. Whose top four starts with Wonder Woman? Shh, don't say in the audience, please.
Jacob.
You want to go for it?
Yeah.
Okay, who is it?
Chris Pine.
Incorrect.
That would have been my guess, too.
All right, well, I'll give you a negative one as well, then.
Wait! I'm too honest.
Keep your mouth shut. Too honest. All right, so anybody else want to buzz in on that, or you want another title? Here we go, another title. Batman versus Superman.
Sam.
Dawn of Justice. Sam.
Would that be Ben Affleck?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Mark T. That would be Gal Gadot.
That is it, Gal Gadot. So.
Mark T.
In the beginning of that movie, when she was like a little girl, I was just sitting there. I was just waiting for Gal Gadot. esoteric or dumb? You decide. Mark, you got to guess two more Gal Gadot movies.
Ha! You already said Wonder Woman, right?
Yep. Yes. We've got Wonder Woman. We've got Batman v Supes.
Okay. Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Okay.
Nothing for that?
I think that's a fun movie. One more, though.
Gal Gadot movie. Oh, Triple Nine.
Triple Nine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to give Mark the win just for literally naming all four Gal Gadot movies.
No, he doesn't get any bonus points for that thing he just did, whatever that was, because she's in slightly popular films called Fast and Furious 6 and Fast 5.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
There you go. But Mark does get the 1 point for getting in there correctly, and now we'll move on to the next round. Whose top four starts with... We need to talk about Kevin.
Mark T.
What do you got?
Ezra Miller.
That is correct.
I knew this was going to be the theme going in. I still didn't get it.
You get to name three more Ezra Millers.
Busted in too early.
Can you name any other Ezra Millers?
Ezra Miller was in Suicide Squad.
Okay, two more.
Ezra Miller was in The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Okay, one more.
And Ezra Miller was in Boys to Men, the Ezra Miller story.
Oh, shit, you were so close. Two of those were correct. Perks of Being a Wallflower and Suicide Squad. And he was also in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Ah,
But that's really, you're really taking quite a commanding lead now with those bonus points. You have four, and Simon and Jacob are tied with a negative one apiece.
Damn right.
So I'm just quickly doing the math, and it's impossible for either of you to win this game.
Sweet.
Here we go. The first title in the next round is Man of Steel.
Jacob.
Henry. Who is it?
Henry Cavill.
That's correct.
It's a much milder.
Now you're up to zero.
Yeah.
If you get these next three right, you'll have three. Mark will have four.
Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes.
And
the suspense is not killing anyone.
Yeah, I know. Is he going to lose by 2 points or 1 point? Fuck, what was the other
thing? You're going to lose by 2 points.
You did the other. I can't think of the other
one. I got to break it to you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what? Okay.
Was,
yeah, what, I'll just say it.
Was it? Okay, go ahead.
It's fourth title, Immortals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even
know.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Was he in New Edition? Thought he was in New Edition.
All right, let's play a quick... this is supposed to be a tiebreaker, but Mark ran away with that. But I still want to do it just to watch you guys all try to buzz in real fast. Argo.
Damn.
Jacob.
I got there, thank God.
Did he?
I think so. Really? I don't know. He did maybe louder.
Teresa, what do you think?
What's your guess, Sam?
Ben Affleck.
No.
Yay.
No.
Is he in Wonder Woman?
He's right. It's Ben Affleck. He's right.
I have not seen Wonder Woman.
They're all in the Justice League, all That's of those all those actors in that game. So great job, Mark. You get to go first in this next game, and it's a little something we call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Who the hell's tagline is it? I'll read a tagline from a motion picture, and you each get one chance at guessing it. First person who gets it right, though, wins that point.
Hunting season is open, Doug.
Wow.
I don't know what that's the tagline from.
It's from Hard Target.
Hard Target?
Yeah.
Wow, you really, it feels like you really know your taglines.
I really know my Hard Target.
Okay.
He punches out a rattlesnake.
All right, you get to go first, then Jacob, then Sam. What movie, Mark Ellis, has the tagline, "Everything he touches turns to excitement"?
What's the film rated?
And it's not Captain Bonermaker.
Everything he touches turns to excitement. It sounds like a spy kind of knockoff kind of thing. Like, not James Bond or Bourne, but, like, something in that world. Everything he touches turns to excitement. I'm going
to
say...
I have to say something, yeah.
I'm going to say Triple X.
Oh, okay. Jacob?
I know Channing Tatum is in it. I'm gonna actually. I think it's a. It's a like a. Probably
why are you going after Channing Tatum?
Well, he's just so exciting.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be.
I thought there was some sarcasm there.
No, I meant like in a, like, but I don't want to guess one of the stripper movies. I think it's a. Spy Hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I like that.
That's kind of where Mark was headed, I think. Yeah. Sam?
Doug, I hate to brag, but this is one of my all-time favorite movies, and it's clearly correct, so we can just move on to the next game. The answer is Flubber.
I can't tell if he's bluffing.
Everything he touches turns to fucking flubbery excitement, folks. We were all there.
He doesn't put flubber on everything.
Everything.
He's not made of flubber.
I know.
No, the person who turns everything to excitement by touching it is from the classic motion picture, Goldfinger.
Oh, my God, it was so easy.
Yeah, that's right there for you.
That's why I knew.
It really describes it.
I thought it was parodying that. I thought it was everything he touches turns
right,
to gold.
Right, that's what Mark was going for, too.
Goldmember would have been a great guess. That
would have been a better.
Yeah.
I was browsing, and I looked at the right answer and was like, nah.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's... Let's try it. Let's try another one. Mark gets to go first again, then Jacob and Sam. And this one goes like this. What movie has the tagline, "No limits, no fears, no substitutes"?
I know it.
Jacob's excited about it.
I got it.
It's like it's clearly an action movie. Like, it's not like a rom-com, you know?
Are you sure it's not Howard's End, bro?
Yeah, it's
not Flubber.
I'm going to guess be a terrible love dogs.
It'd be a terrible tagline for a movie called No Limits. Or maybe a great one, because the tagline itself doesn't even have limits. It keeps going. Even after saying the title, No Limits.
I know you have it.
No Fears, No Substitutes.
Yeah.
Do you give up, or you want to just take a wild guess?
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Here we go.
It's an action movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy who stops people from doing bad things.
All right.
No substitutes.
Don't say anything, you guys, in the audience.
No, I really think it's an action movie. I'm going to go with The Transporter.
Okay.
That's incorrect. It's because I know it. I'm going to go ahead and call that.
All right. Jacob, what is it?
It's GoldenEye.
GoldenEye is correct.
Yeah. I see your theme.
Well, there was the 6-year gap between License to Kill and GoldenEye was the longest gap of ever between Bond movies. So there was like a lot of Bond would-be Bonds in between. They're like, you know, it was a kind of his official No Substitutes.
It's kind of accept No Substitutes
It was a pointed.
All right.
Yeah, log line.
He brought it back, man. That movie's great.
It's my favorite Brosnan one.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, Sam gets to go first in this next round.
Oh, boy.
What movie has a tagline? Viva James Bond!
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I got it. I know it.
Diamonds are forever?
No.
Really?
Jacob was saying yes!
I was thinking it was. No, I was just getting had to be.
I got this one.
Oh, no.
Because isn't Viva like Italian for live? I don't know if it is. But if it is, that means it's live and let die.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm just going through them in my head.
All 24 of them.
Well, no, because it's going to be early to have that.
GoldenEye 2.
To have that.
The Golden Child Eye.
That's a
Fool's
okay.
Golden Eye. Yuli's Golden Eye.
It's Thunderball.
No. This makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, I know what it is.
It makes absolutely no sense. It's From Russia with Love.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what I was going to say. That doesn't make any sense.
I think IMDb might have fucked up on that one, because that doesn't even...
I can see it. Promotion was goofy back then.
I mean, that's also the fun thing about going through these taglines is that, like, most of them, you know, just are screaming something about James Bond. But
also, there was that whole gypsy thing in the beginning. That's kind of Viva-ish.
But it's from Russia.
But the whole thing doesn't take place
in
Russia.
Yeah, but it's that one.
But Sam gets to go first on this next one again. And Jacob, try to contain your excitement. Sam, what movie has a tagline, "Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond"?
Oh, fuck.
Well, that one I know. That's an easy one. Doug turned into Blofeld all of a sudden.
I'm not petting a cat.
Is that... I don't know the James Bond movies, guys.
I so want this to be From Russia with Love, too.
Oh, I haven't done that, but movies have multiple taglines. I could trick everybody sometime, just make it the same movie every time.
Oh, this is not right, but I'm going to stay with the earlier Bond movies. I'm going to stick with the Connery and Moore. How about Thunderbolt?
Nope.
The guy in the audience says no, but
nope.
It's my decision.
Not correct.
No, that's wrong. Yeah.
I gathered that.
What you got, Ellis?
It doesn't sound Connery to me. It sounds Roger Moore or maybe Timothy Dalton. Like, I want to say Living Daylights, maybe.
Shh. I mean, unless you're ordering a drink or something. So I guess you're going to have to speak. But this is very suspenseful.
Just like a James Bond movie.
We have not established that it is definitely a James Bond
movie.
You're
absolutely right.
Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bond.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Do you expect me to stay here in Japan? I expect you to die.
In Japan.
I'll say you only live twice.
That's right.
That is correct.
No idea. I'm assuming you're Mark T, not you. Okay.
All right, so Sam, you're going to have to sit this next one out.
That's
because
just fine.
We got to break the tie. Oh, one boy. Of these fellas is going to win this game. You each get a crack at this one. Yeah, you got to go first, Jacob. Which movie in the history of all movies, could be any kind of movie, which one has the tagline, "A whisper of love, a whisper of hate"?
That's a tough one.
Yes, it is.
Bro, I think it's
by design.
It's one of the Fast and Furious movies.
It's a fucking tiebreaker. Oh, that would be a good switcheroony if it was Tokyo Drift. Welcome to Japan, Mr. Bondini. What do you got, Jacob?
It's a guess, but Live and Let Die.
No. Mark, you got one?
British people whisper, "On Her Majesty's Secret Service."
I like that setup to that. British people whisper.
They're the only ones.
They're such whisperers.
Mr. Bond.
That is incorrect. Jacob?
We keep going.
We're going to go till we get a winner. Just take turns naming James Bond movies. Go.
Okay.
You can go this fast. You can just name one.
Would that be The Spy Who Loved Me?
No.
The Living Daylights?
No.
Diamonds Are Forever?
No.
Shh. Thunderball?
No. Stop it out there. The audience can't stand it.
Man with the Golden Gun?
No.
Living... No, wait.
License to Kill?
The other Timothy Dalton one. Yeah,
no.
License to
Dr. No.
Jesus, Ellis.
Dr. No.
Okay.
Come on, Mark. I love this game.
Dr. No.
No.
Guys! It's the only one you haven't said!
Moonraker.
No, there's a bunch of ones you haven't said. No.
No, it's the only one in my head, because I ran out a long time ago.
Did you guess Diamonds Are Forever?
I did.
Well, I'm not going to guess that. Never Say Never Again.
No.
Octopussy.
No.
Well, I'm out twice now.
The World Is Not Enough.
No. Shut up! Plus, we said that one.
Quantum of Solace.
That'd be kind of cool, though, if that was Axl Rose that just yelled that out. Or Paul McCartney. What'd you say?
Quantum of Solace.
No.
Tomorrow Never Dies?
No. Nope.
Casino Royale.
Yes! Fwa, fwa, fwa!
Yeah.
But is it the older Casino Royale with Jimmy Bond?
It could be either one.
All right.
No, it's the more recent one.
Really? Yeah. They went with A Whisper of Love, A Whisper of Hate.
It's like if it appeared on a poster in Europe somewhere, it could be on IMDb.
They also, for most of those, also as an alternate had, James Bond is back. It said that every time, so I thought I thought that would get redundant if I kept picking that one. But yeah, that turned out to be a lot of fun, guys, and thank you for putting yourselves through that. And Jacob gets to go first in a round of Last Man Stanton.
Oh, boy.
Determining our winner this evening, this game. So this is all rides on this.
I'd love to Family Feud your ass. On Family Feud, you can get 0 points, and then in the third round, if you win one, you beat the other team.
Oh,
if they won.
I thought you meant because we're both Jews. You just wanted, like, we were. It was like kind of a familial fight thing.
Why'd you make it weird, man?
I don't know. I think the Gentiles made it weird.
It was weird enough with I want to be on Family Feud with you.
I was on the feud.
He actually said, I want to Family Feud your ass, is what he said.
You did one of these new ones where they have teams of celebrities?
No, I was on an old one where they had a team of celebrities, air quotes. The cast of Freaks and Geeks played the cast of Popular.
Ooh.
In 1999, Louis Anderson was the host. Yeah.
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
That's right. And Martin Starr and I won the big money and fast money for our charity.
Yeah. Martin Starr plays a likable, upbeat character in Spider-Man Homecoming.
I have not seen it, but I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Also,
he's like a nice guy, a normal guy. He's not all mean to everybody all the time.
Co-written by John Daly, of also a Freaks and Geeks fame.
Yeah, that's probably maybe how he got the job, maybe.
And then, I don't believe so. And then James Franco was in the first one.
Ah. Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for the phone to ring. That's all I'm saying, Doug. Bound to happen. Next time they reboot it, somebody's going to get offered the role of janitor number 3. I'm very excited.
I could see you as a teacher, you know, like you take Mr. Parker under your wing, like, look, Peter, I don't know what's going on at home.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe you have a little thing with Zendaya.
Yep.
What?
Spider-Man finds out about it. He's a superhero, but he doesn't know how to stop a teacher from, coming on to the students, you know.
Whoa!
I guess he could just web up his dick so he can't make love.
Make love.
Just put a web on his dick.
Make love.
Yeah, no, that wasn't right. Okay, so somebody in the audience is going to tell us the name of an actor or actress that we are going to take turns naming movies they've been in. When you can't think of one, you're out. You can go to your lifeline, the person whose name tag you chose, you can go to them once. You guys all know the strategy. I don't have to tell you. I like to play along. Did I mention that? And the person I pre-selected from Twitter, where is A Congo Man?
Oh, right here.
Hey, dude. It's so funny. They're always like up close. What's your real name, A Congo Man? Max. All right. Max was taken. What does Congo Man mean? Like, you like going to the Congo?
My friends used to call me Congo because
I'm a big, fat, hairy beast. You're a big, fat, hairy beast. I really don't appreciate you being so mean to yourself.
So, like, after the Michael Crichton movie? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but he spelled it with a K.
Why didn't they just call you Amy? Guys, Amy is the gorilla
Amy
in Congo.
Is the gorilla, yeah.
Thank you.
Or Fat Amy.
Fat Harry
I saw
Amy.
The trailer for Pitch Perfect 3, and it makes me so happy. Yeah. I love Pitch Perfect movies. I hope they just keep making them. I hope they don't never stop
as
making Pitch Perfect movies.
As long as you keep seeing them, they will keep making them.
I don't think it's just me that goes, but all right. So A Congo Man and A Congo Man Alone is going to suggest an actor or actress, and hopefully it'll be a good one. But I say, guys, this is a great panel tonight. You all really know your stuff. Let's take whatever shitty name he gives us. Let's not throw anything back tonight.
I can't wait for Ellis to win this thing.
I hope they were in the movie Congo.
If it's Laura Linney, I will fly over the table and strangle him.
You can't do much, Linney.
She was in Congo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's okay. A female lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's a female lead.
Yeah, it's quite
I
a cast in
that
really, movie.
Because it was like the wannabe Jurassic Park, so they even got like a low rent Laura, to kind of like Laura Dern, like, you know.
Oh, she's not low rent.
At Grant, the time, she's no Laura Dern. Come
Grant
on.
Grant Heslov is in that movie. And he's one of the, he's like the nerdy partner of Dylan Walsh's scientist guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he dies, he gets attacked by the girl and then basically dies from fear. And my favorite thing about Grant Heslov is that he is George Clooney's writing and producing partner and has several Academy Awards, but his friends do not let him forget that he was in Congo.
What kind of things do they say to him? Like, you were in Congo?
Yeah, they hit him where it hurts.
Shut up, you were in Congo.
Yeah.
But my Oscars, Congo.
Congo.
Do you guys know what the catchphrase, the tagline to Congo was?
Oh, what was it?
Welcome to Japan, Amy. All right.
So Jacob won that last game, so he's going first, and then Mark, Sam, and me. And Congo Man, our good friend, I'll try not to judge. What name would you like us to play?
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Ooh. You motherfucking...
Boy.
I'm going to put my pen down. I'm not even going to write down the titles. Sam, are you going to write them down?
No, I didn't bring a pen and pad tonight, so...
Okay. I know you like to do that.
I do, because I will remember 10 in a row and then forget all of them while someone
else is. All
right,
well, you can't get thrown out. You can't get thrown out for saying one that's been said before. We'll just say we said it before, and then you have to come up with another one.
Okay.
And hopefully we can... there's been a lot of Ben Affleck talk already this evening, so hopefully that won't confuse anybody. But it also gave us some great titles to choose from.
Yes.
Because we've already mentioned them. Go, Jacob.
Well... the fact that Kevin Smith's probably in the green room right now and his name's Amy, I'm going to go with Chasing Amy.
Good call.
Great reason.
I'll go with Mallrats then.
Oh, well. Sam.
How about, I don't know, maybe might have won an award or two for Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm. It's just weird what they clap for and don't clap
for.
I know.
But you said that like it was wrong. Mm-hmm. Or was he?
Possibly. Okay, I'm gonna go way back too then. To Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will keep the Kevin Smith thing going and go with Dogma.
Yeah. All right, somebody's gotta do it. Batman v Superman.
Full title.
Dawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I was going to hold on to this one, but...
Why?
Yeah, maybe I'll hang on to it. The Accountant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Current.
Sam?
They're making a sequel to that, guys. Because you asked for it, apparently.
I didn't mind that movie. Yeah.
I didn't mind it, but I wasn't like, oh.
Pester me or annoy me.
Yeah.
Is that because Anna Kendrick was in it and you love her in Pitch Perfect?
Maybe. No, I thought she had a fairly thankless role. She just kind of stands around going, what are all these numbers? Why are you shooting people? Sam, I just want to say this sincerely to you as my next answer.
Yes, Doug.
Or go fuck yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Just you, nobody else.
No, I understand. You're right to do that.
I'll go fuck yourself. I love Alan Arkin so much.
Yeah.
I'll go fuck yourself. Wait, it's your turn.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Daredevil.
Yeah, Daredevil.
I will go with The Town.
Ah, I wasn't going to say The Town.
Point Break in Boston.
We did mention that one. That one did come up earlier. Sam?
All right, I'll finish off the Kevin Smith milieu. Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Ah, damn it. Good one.
I just realized you've never been in a Kevin Smith movie.
That is true. I was almost in a Kevin Smith
really?
Movie.
Really? Yeah. No, he's just not that into you.
Ouch. Ouch. That one stings, Doug. It's terrible that I have to wait for two more answers before I can.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the timing's not good. I should be doing this to Jacob.
I know it's true, but I feel bad for Sam that Kevin won't let him play in any of his reindeer games. I wanted to save that, but I.
You had to do it, man.
I don't like this sub game. Not only do I not like it, I am not Armagunna get and play it. Damn. Armageddon. I'm not. I Armageddon don't want to play it anymore. Just edit that first part out.
You guys can play your clever games all you want, but anyone who knows me knows me. I'm just in it for the paycheck.
You're getting paid?
I'm in it for the sum of all fears. I will fluck you up, man. Jacob, you getting in a rough patch?
I had one, but then it.
I thought rough just, patch was an.
Oh,
Affleck
he had
movie.
One, but what's his?
But it's gone, girl.
What?
Oh!
I knew you were setting one up. Just knew it.
That answer really turns up the heat on me. I feel like I'm in the boiler room.
Ooh.
That was an impossible one to follow.
I know right now there is no fucking way I can win this game against these forces of nature.
I know there's no way to put Gigli in a sentence.
Whoa! I don't know. I wonder, woman.
Oh!
You call me girl and woman.
Is that the full title?
Make up your mind.
Yeah, Wonder Woman is the full title.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. Is,
I haven't seen it or seen the
poster.
Well,
Wonder Woman Dawn of Pussy, I think is what it's called.
Wow.
Is Affleck in? He's not in Wonder Woman, though. He's not in Wonder Woman.
Wait, what? I thought we used him earlier.
He sends her a telegram.
I said it because I was guessing. I have not seen the film.
His mom's name is Martha.
Is he not in it? I saw it. He's not. Is he not in it?
No.
I guess he's not in it.
We don't see him at all?
No. She gets a letter from him, and it's like, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Here's...
Okay.
It's like...
It really is like, hey, Ben Affleck, will you be in Wonder Woman? Can I send a letter?
Yeah, well, if he wrote it, if he physically wrote it, I think it should...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Handwriting.
All right. Fuck. See you out then?
I guess so.
All right.
Unless I can go to Teresa, but I don't think...
I think you said it so confidently, we gotta penalize you for that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Mark?
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that's a disaster. Along the lines of Pearl Harbor.
Oh!
You know, Affleck's character, he lives through the end of Pearl Harbor, which is tough, but it's not as tough as surviving Christmas. That's right. The applause is only for saying the name of the film, definitely not for the film.
Changing Lanes. Don't forget about your lifeline.
I don't think I need my lifeline. Guess I'm just going to say the answer. And it's Jersey Girl. Yeah. That's the most amount of people that have ever clapped.
We thought we'd gotten all the Kevin Smiths, but
I thought we did.
Missed that one.
That's right. I was holding that one in the pocket.
fuck, I guess I gotta go back to school ties.
Is he?
No good.
Why?
Matt Damon's
Matt
in
Damon's
it.
In it.
They are both fucking
both in
that
in
movie.
It?
You guys gotta go back to school ties. 100%.
Very
why do you keep saying that?
Is the
that
name of the movie is School Ties, and they're absolutely both in it.
Okay.
100%. Okay.
You're
I'm
confident.
A Jew. You think I don't know School Ties? Jacob, shame on you.
I saw A Serious Man a bunch of times.
It's an extremely Jewish movie.
It's a very
it really
Jewish.
Is.
It's very Jewish.
I enjoy Annie Hall.
That Michael Stuhlbarg is great in everything he's in.
Yep.
Very good actor. Okay, whose turn is it?
It is yours.
Oh, it's back on me? All right. I'm going to say, hope I don't fuck this one up. But I think he was in a movie called Bounce.
He was. You got it.
Yay.
Fuck, that's just how that's going.
Seems like that shouldn't be the name of a movie.
Ah, boy.
I'd watch all of this movie, but I got to bounce. Lifeline?
I don't need my lifeline yet because his mom in... No, wait. Superman's mom is Diane Lane and Batman sleeps with Superman's mom in Hollywoodland.
It's true.
That was a very respectful applause from you guys.
Sam?
I mean, I have one, but I'm not 100% sure, so I will try my lifeline.
Good Will Hunting?
That was literally the first one I said.
He's been sitting on it the whole time as a lifeline, thinking, when it comes to me, I can't believe they haven't said it.
All right, going to the tank here. There have got to be, like, probably at least five huge movies we haven't seen.
We might have missed some big ones, but also you could get another one from me. I'll allow him to give you another one.
You'll allow it?
Yeah, because I said earlier, if we've said it before, we just say we've said it already.
Cool. Only people named Max should answer this question. That's what I thought it was. That's what I was going to say, Live by Night. But that doesn't help me, because that was the one I didn't have the title. Anyway, Live by Night. That's his most recent dog shit directing.
I don't
one.
Think you were supposed to go to another person.
I'm saying your lifeline, you could have used... He said one we've already said, so you got to get another one from your lifeline, not just...
What
I'll just randomly ask an audience member.
Live by Night.
Live by Night, okay. Right. Live by Night.
I'm happy to go. I misunderstood you, Doug, but I'm happy to bow out, because Ellis is going to win this thing anyway.
What?
I thought you had like several more.
I got a few. I just fucked up on the Wonder Woman joke.
Yeah, the Wonder Woman. You played that card.
For the laugh, for yeah. once.
All right. Okay, so it's my turn, and I'm going to say Smoking Aces.
Wow. I'll invoke the Jay and Silent Bob were one more time and say, Affleck, you were the bomb in Phantom, yo.
Oh.
Point of parliamentary procedure, Your Honor. It's Phantoms with an S.
I was quoting the movie.
That's a tough one. What do you mean? Who's back where? Oh, I see.
So if he knew,
so we should
was Phantom,
make him decide.
Then I should. If he claims that he said it with an S,
I always, you know, Sam brought that up because I do. I don't know what the Parliament has to do with it, but my own procedure is that it has to be the correct title. You were committed to that as your answer before Sam pointed out that you said it wrong, so I have to say that you're out. Yeah.
It'll be okay, guys. We're still going to have a Christmas, damn it.
Don't you guys make Judge Doug take out his gavel and smoke out of it. Sam? I know you got another one.
I really don't.
Max?
That was said Mallrats.
You said Mallrats already, about... and I was kidding.
Well, no, Live by Night. I couldn't remember if it was Live by Night or like We Live by Night, but I certainly didn't see that one.
It worked out okay, I guess.
Yeah, it did.
This will be a controversial rat. Ending.
It certainly will be.
Yeah.
Changing lane
because of the letter in Wonder Woman because he probably
I was
wrote that.
About that one.
What's that?
No, I was singular. Oh, going singular lane? Plural. Yeah. Pearl Doc.
Oh, there's got to be one more.
Batman v Superman: Morning of Freedom.
That's changing words. Not just leaving letters off.
Well, I'm having some fun, Doug. I'm out.
Oh, okay.
There's a pretty big one I'm thinking of, Sam. Still on the table.
Oh, there's a big one really? On the table. There's Get your one. Fork and knife. Answer the question before I yell my wife.
This is a... Is there any...
I don't have another one, I don't think. I don't think I've got another one ready to go.
Is he in movie 43?
Even though he's in a big one.
Is he in that one?
Oh, movie 43, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
There's lots of people in that
there
one.
There are so many people.
He's not in JFK.
But
he's not
in movie 43.
No.
He is in Suicide Squad.
We said that, didn't we?
We did? No.
No,
we didn't. Oh, I came up in the one. Earlier yeah. game. I was worried that that would happen.
I believe he had a cameo in Elektra, too.
I don't know.
Did he?
Maybe. Yeah. Nobody. But anyway, let's call it. Sam is our winner tonight.
Oh, I don't feel good about it.
Ugly, ugly win. We're going to have to get a rematch.
For sure.
We're going to have to get this group together again sometime because there was a lot of things just didn't go right.
You really didn't. I would really like to just call this one a tie, a three-way tie. I don't feel good about the win.
No. Yeah, I think you should feel really good about turning to an audience member and asking them for the answer.
Well, if he'd have said a different movie...
It's an unprecedented move.
I misunderstood what you were saying, Doug.
Yeah, you sure did.
He called out the audience member.
Yeah, I called out the audience member. It is my brother, Max, guys. That was kind of a...
The best part about when you asked him is that he was so confident in Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
He's like, these morons up here.
Yeah.
Wait till I drop this knowledge bomb on him.
Did not get there.
Yeah, Jeff,
did you have
like
another one after Good Will Hunting? Did you have a backup? Reindeer Games was said.
I did that.
We really did a good job of clearing the table.
Huh? He wasn't.
Fargo?
He said Argo.
He said Argo, fuck yourself.
Shakespeare and motherfucking love. That's a good one.
God.
That's a good one.
No, he directed it.
We didn't say Gone Baby Gone.
I guess that counts, though.
Runner. Glory Days. Field of Dreams.
Oh no, he is in Field of Dreams.
Is he?
Yeah, I think aren't him and Damon in Field of Dreams?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
They get molested by Moonlight.
You're not
Graham.
So it's... dumb, are you? We were mocking you. What? Clerks 2.
Clerks 2?
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cruise through.
Goodwill Hunting 2. Hunting season. It's the movie within the movie of Jalen Sullivan.
All right, the person that Sam was playing for, come get your prizes. Congratulations.
Well done. That was almost a terrible tragedy.
Where's he at? Oh, it's not that easy. You can come get him after the show. The other audience members that are close to the stage will forge through and get the good stuff, but... You get everything else. What's your name?
Jeff.
All right. Congratulations, Jeff. You want to give Jeff his name tag back? You can do that. But yeah, it's a bunch of stuff. So maybe you and a friend could come up here and grab it once people start to filter out. But congratulations, a good job. And let's do some plugs. Promote yourself, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I'm prepared. Just Twitter and Instagram. Start off with one F.
This happens at the end of every show.
I know.
This.
But you know, it was.
All right. It wasn't a trick question.
Yeah, I got it.
Mark Ellis.
You can go on YouTube, subscribe to my movie channel, Schmoes Know, and on Twitter and Facebook, at Mark Ellis Live.
Yay.
Wet Hot American Summer, 10 years later, streaming on Netflix, August 4th. And I know I'm going to get a lot of hate tweets, so guys, my Twitter handle is Jacob Siroff, 1F. Thank you very much. Send them right at me.
Very good. Very, very good. I'm going to be in Traverse City next week. Looking forward to that. And I'm pretty sure we've worked it out, but maybe not completely. But I plan to be back here at American Comedy Company, whether they want me or not, on the annual Night Before Thanksgiving show. We'll do something. Probably a stand-up show, maybe at Doug Loves Movies, but I don't know if I can get guests down here on the night before Thanksgiving. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. And one more time for all of my guests tonight: Jacob Siroff, Mark Ellis, and Sam Little Logan Levine.
That's a solid. That's a
I'd
solid
like to
line.
Ask you, Sam, to come back on the next show as the reigning champion in Traverse City if you can make it out there.
You know what? I can go to Michigan for you, Doug.
Oh, awesome. He was already going to go to Michigan, so it's not that. But it's cool that that sort of worked out that way.
Really did.
Controversial ending to this one,
definitely
for sure.
Controversial. I don't feel good about it.
Yeah,
I'll redeem myself in Michigan.
All right.
You know what they say when you land in Traverse City? Welcome to Japan.
Some interesting ones. Thanks again to American Comedy Company and everybody for coming out. Have a great Comic-Con if you're doing that thing, or just go back to Santee and sit in your trailer. And local reference for everybody. Always fun. As always, Aaron Carter is a shithead. And people who think pancakes are better than waffles are a shithead.
Today's episode was brought to you by The Big Sick. Doug loves The Big Sick. This summer, you need to discover The Big Sick. From producer Judd Apatow comes a new comedy based on the real-life romance between Silicon Valley's Kumail Nanjiani and grad student Emily Gordon, who fall in love but struggle as their cultures clash. Don't miss the film that has critics raving. It also stars Ray Romano and Holly Hunter. I see potential Academy Award nominations in their futures. And Aidy Bryant and past and future guest on the show, Kurt Braunohler. Get your tickets now. Big Sick, do it.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in